Hi, Sue. How are you?
Well, thanks. And you?
Very well, thanks, Sue. Sue, we said that we're going to be talking about neural disorders. Okay. Yes. And generally these days, you know, when you're at school, you actually see these restless kids. We see that, listen, something is not right. And we're going to see how this disturbance in the brain, what it is linked to. And you're going to probably give us more information about that. Now, we normally take medicines to calm us down. But why are we no longer able to sleep or be relaxed and happy? Why are so many children diagnosed with ADHD? What has gone wrong?
I think that is a question we're not really asking ourselves.
Yes.
What's basically underneath all these problems? Because as a teacher, you would know that children are getting more and more of these attention deficit disorders.
Yes.
And a lot of them are based on the hyperactive side, where the body is the child is not in control of its movements. Mm-hmm. And as such, I saw a question on Facebook, somebody asking desperately for help. What do I know about all this? And it's linked to the way the nerve synapses work. Now, we've often mentioned that, you know, you have a neural receptor, and it passes a signal through, and then it's supposed to cancel the signal. And when you have an exciting molecule, you have a calming down molecule. So it's an on-off switching system within our control box that's making us relax or get excited. But if something happens that you can't convert the neurotransmitter from the excitatory phase into the relaxing phase, it's a problem because it's going to stay switched on.
Yes.
And some of these children, they will make a movement and they can't stop the movement, so they can't get in control of it. And that's because we have to look at how neurons work to fully understand why people can't control their movements and their moods anymore, why they don't sleep. The body wasn't designed to be out of function. It wasn't designed for us to have to take sleeping pills and ADD medications, and you know the rest. There's a big list of things we're going to have to go through. A lot of them are not pleasant, and we live with most conditions that are, once you find the cause, you go and you say, what is that all it's all about?
Mm-hmm.
So let's begin with how the neurotransmitter works.
Okay, what neurotransmitters are causing? I mean, these are problems, as you did mention. So there are, I'm sure, certain neurotransmitters that are causing these problems, as you said that.
Yes.
So you probably will just explain that.
And they weren't designed to malfunction.
Yes, yes. I mean, God in His wisdom made everything perfect.
So when people need to calm down, we always make the joke, they don't have a deficiency of sleeping pills, they don't have a deficiency of medications for panic attack.
Yes.
That, and Parkinson's people, they don't have a deficiency of the medication. The reason they have a deficiency of the dopamine and the GABA and all the neurotransmitters, which will build them up, you see. So in the end, you're going to have to bear with me, and I'm going to give you a little lesson on nerves. Now, nerves are like strings of thread, but they are short strings. There's a break between them, and we call that a synapse. Most people know that there's a synapse. Now, inside there is where the neurochemistry takes part that has gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all heard of the word glutamine.
Yes, I was going to ask you, what does gluten got to do with all this? So is gluten the culprit?
Gluten is the culprit because, you see, when we get glutamate coming into the synapse, first of all, let me just reassure people that monosodium glutamate does not enter the brain. Mm-hmm. And it's not the thing that's causing this hyper-excitability.
Mm-hmm.
We make our own monosodium glutamate. So you can say it's a man-made chemical because
mm-hmm.
we make it ourselves, and we make it from protein.
Yes.
So when this breaks down into glutamine, it can get through into the brain. From there, inside the brain, for just a split second, it attaches to a sodium molecule and it becomes glutamate.
Mm-hmm.
That gets on the receptor and switches on the synapse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It excites the cell.
Mm-hmm.
Then that glutamate that's on the neural synapse, once it's excited the cell, it becomes the raw material to make the calming down chemical that we are all so short of,
mm-hmm.
and that is called GABA aminobutyric acid. Now, what is that for short?
Yes.
GABA.
GABA, yeah. I've
GABA,
heard of GABA,
right? Yeah. GABA is the neurotransmitter that calms us down.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you're anxious or hyperactive or you can't sleep, you don't have enough GABA. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not converting the glutamate into GABA.
Okay.
So the synapse doesn't finish.
Mm-hmm.
It's switched on. And the thing that's missing there is an enzyme. It's called the glutamic acid decarboxylate enzyme. Big long word for
yes.
saying it takes the glutamate, takes off the carbon and the oxygen molecule, and there we go. It becomes GABA.
Okay.
So we're not making our own GABA. We've got plenty of raw materials. We've got too many raw materials in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically taking medications and drugs to bypass that. They have to use a different system.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work on that neurotransmitter. They have to bypass it. And that is what has gone wrong. Because you know what destroys that enzyme? You said gluten.
Gluten, yes.
Gluten in some people, and a lot more than you think, provide antibodies that destroy that enzyme. So there are less and less of them in your body. They get eaten up, they get attacked by yourself. And that's what we call an autoimmune disorder.
Yes, okay.
So who would know that an anxiety attack or a panic attack
mm-hmm.
is based on gluten?
Gluten, yes. And it is a staple diet, you could say, in South Africa.
It's in a staple diet. It's such a part, major part of the food chain
mm-hmm.
that we don't realize. And this is something, again, doctors are not aware of, is the fact that some people have got antigens that come from the saliva, not the blood. And that's what you need, is that you shouldn't be eating wheat in the first place. And built into the safety of being on a blood type diet is you won't have a gluten intolerance
mm-hmm.
from wheat. But you could still be getting it from rye bread or from barley. So it's quite a nasty situation. There are many other associated symptoms that are linked to wheat and to gluten in the body. But the main cause of these neural disorders, they have found, is either that the antibody to destroy that enzyme is coming from the gluten, or in rare cases, you've inherited that disorder. And you can see what it is. You can start dealing with the condition. But for most people, how to get rid of anxiety for dummies and how to get rid of seizures and epilepsy and diabetes type 1, all these things, I've always said just try the gluten-free challenge. But that's only a small part of the whole story that we're going to be discussing today.
Yeah. Sue, there are some typical cases where there is a deficiency of GABA. Can you name
yeah.
some of
so,
these?
Let's first, I mean, as you suggest.
Yeah.
The typical conditions,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot of them, and don't be alarmed, because I'm sure you'll find a few that are familiar with people that you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, the list will be on the notes for this website.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is called cerebellar ataxia. Now, ataxia is just a sudden jerky movement,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I found mentioned in this child. They couldn't understand why the child was jerking and fidgeting.
Mm-hmm.
And in class, you find that, don't you? Children jerk and they fidget. And they
yes,
irritate
they fidget.
Everybody.
There's lots of them that fidget
and
in
if it gets severe
mm-hmm.
and undiagnosed and not checked in time, it can develop into symptoms that look like Parkinson's disease, symptoms
mm-hmm.
that look like Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a four-year-old child that's jerking, say, what did you have for breakfast? Oh, I had Wheat Bix for breakfast. I had toast for breakfast. Interesting. Try them on the gluten-free and see how well you go. You'll probably find they'll stop jerking. And I remember a case where I worked with someone with Parkinson's, what was called Parkinson's disease. The first thing I did was I said, no more gluten. Cut it all out. And I had to virtually shout at the nursing staff.
Mm-hmm.
And don't cheat. Don't give her any more gluten, no matter how much she complains for her biscuits and her cake and whatever. And do you know what? After a month,
mm-hmm.
all the jerking stopped.
Okay.
But they had, in the meantime, given her a medication that had actually stopped all the movement, all the signals for the muscles to move, and she nearly got paralyzed.
Oh, my.
It's a mess. It's a big mess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And on the other end of the spectrum, where the muscles actually lock up and freeze.
Okay.
And that's also to do with the dopamine and the GABA that's mm-hmm. involved, mainly in your lack of GABA. Mm-hmm. We also have a very common one, rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
Where all the inflammation and the signaling has gone wrong, so the body starts eating up its own joints.
Mm.
So rheumatoid arthritis is a major one. And
would you say it's a great deal?
It's definitely. And if you speak to anybody with rheumatoid arthritis and tell them to do that, they're going to look at you funny and say, oh, but I don't. You know, I don't eat gluten. Meanwhile, behind your back, they are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody who seriously has tried to just mm-hmm. stop eating gluten. Especially the modern wheat.
Yes.
It's not what it should be. It's not like in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of other strange things in it that make it. It becomes irritating to the body, and the body then creates its own pain-killing drugs, opiates,
mm-hmm.
because of all the irritability that they get from gluten. The body makes its own painkillers from it. So you become addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strange and a very awful situation. But do look at the rheumatoid arthritis in terms of, what can you do to stop the inflammation? Why is your body fighting with you? Why is it angry with you? And it's not a deficiency of cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I know that they use it to calm down the angry signals. But the angry signals are there because it doesn't like the gluten. The same with the thyroid disease, the autoimmune thyroid disease. You know, when you get a toxic thyroid.
Yes.
And what do? We irradiate it, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Again, that is also linked to this autoimmune enzyme problem. And the inflammation is not going to stop unless there's enough GABA in the body. Another one is adrenal failure, Addison's disease. Now, I'm very familiar with how gluten relates to the thyroid disease and the Addison's disease. If it does, it runs in my family, it's in my body as well. And I was going that way, and that's why I'm so smart about gluten. But people who have those two conditions where they're taking a thyroid medication, they've had irradiation, and they have to take adrenal medications, and they're still eating these, mm-hmm. are really, you know, they're covering their head with a paper bag.
Okay.
They're not going to come right.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't get any better. The more medication you take, often you become resistant to the medication, and then you need more. And you keep eating the gluten, and then other things go wrong.
Okay.
So those ones, people must have a good hard look at that. Again, ovarian failure, infertility, can be a cause of it as well.
Yeah.
So again, ovarian, you know, embryo implants can solve the problem, but if you keep eating the gluten, especially when you're pregnant, there's a further complication in that you can produce a child with type 1 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
This inflammation goes all over the body.
Yeah.
It's also affecting anemia, where your body attacks its own blood cells, its red blood cells.
Okay.
Pernicious anemia. And I was in those shoes once.
mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'm very clever. I'm easy for my blood type, but I've still got the anemia. And then I realized I was eating rye bread.
Oh, okay.
And that was the source of the gluten.
Okay.
So I said, okay. You see, not everybody gets diarrhea when they eat gluten or bread.
Okay.
These things are hidden. They're very subtle. You don't immediately see the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat a slice of bread and say, you see, it didn't affect me.
Yeah.
If I eat a slice of bread, I itch. I am gluten sensitive. Other people don't. But a week later, they'll say, why am I feeling so tired? Why am I so irritable? Why can't I sleep? Why have I got premenstrual symptoms? But the most amazing one with the lack of GABA is adult onset type 1 diabetes. We often hear about diabetes with adults, and we always think it's type 2. You know, the usual, the syndrome X with the high cholesterol and the high blood pressure and a bad diet and too much starch and too much sugar, you get type 2 diabetes. But with the lack of GABA and the lack of the proper enzymes, the body attacks its own pancreatic cells. the test tubes of the pancreas. It's very strange that it's the gluten and not the sugar that's causing the diabetes in that case, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Sue, if you look at it, we said there's a link between gluten insensitivity and GAD antibody, and these two, you said, are associated with these diseases. Now, you also did mention that epilepsy and anxiety disorder, schizophrenia, are all disorders that have been recently investigated, and the suspicion, I'm sure, must be gluten in most of these patients because of the abnormalities that they are to the brain. So how well do patients fare on a gluten-free diet? Because, I mean, this is really very important, because if they're the thing, you know, we said that is a problem.
Is, well, you know, you're looking for some evidence-based information, proof of this. Well, I was very, very gratified to find a number of studies on the internet where doctors are taking this seriously, and they're doing the proper placebo-based double-blind studies with these patients.
Okay.
And they're finding the groups that are going off the gluten, they're definitely in many, I'd say about, in some of the studies, there's about 80% improvement.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty significant. And the fact that this link is so new and people aren't really aware of it is what the problem is. But you'll start hearing more and more about the linking up now of the GABA deficiency.
Okay. Sue, what other causes of brain disturbance should we look at, you know?
The brain disturbances.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you see, it's not just the antibodies that are a problem.
Yes.
We've also got problems with the overexcitability of the brain cells, where we get neuropathy and neural diseases. So not only do you attack yourself, once the dopamine receptors aren't working properly, other things start going out of kilter. And, of course, there's also the interaction with the drugs that they take, the side effects, and our toxic environment. So we're getting the problem where now the brain, the blood-brain barrier, is allowing things to enter that shouldn't. And one of them actually is glutamate.
Okay.
You're not supposed to have glutamate coming directly into your brain. It means then that your brain membranes are permeable, leaky. It's not just a leaky gut, it's a leaky brain that's causing a lot of these immature neural disorders. And that's because the glutamate comes in there and it starts to overexcite the cells all over the place. And we know it shouldn't be there, and we also know then that it can't get converted into the GABA to calm itself down, and it becomes a nuisance.
Okay.
Another way you can test, ironically, and I'm just slipping this in, it's not in the notes, but this is interesting to know, that GABA, you can get GABA supplements.
Yes.
And they work very well with some people. Mm-hmm. They help you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that GABA is one of the molecules that does not come through the blood-brain barrier?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to diagnose yourself, you can't sleep, and you're wondering and asking the question, well, perhaps I've got a leaky brain membrane. You know, that blood barrier may be forced open. There are a lot of things, but the main one these days is all the electronic stuff that we're exposed to.
Okay, yes, I definitely feel, because
barrier.
The kids attract, they just attract
to
it.
Yeah, they can't. And that means the blood-brain barrier is open. So, you know, I'm saying to you, all right, go off the wheat and the anxiety and all these things, and all the GABA deficiencies will come right in their own time.
Mm-hmm.
But the quickest way to correct them now is, if you've got an open blood-brain barrier, take GABA.
Mm-hmm.
Take lots of it, and you will start calming down.
Yeah.
Ironically, it's actually what you use as a diagnostic for a leaky brain. If you're coming right on GABA, your blood-brain barrier is not healthy, it's leaky. Now, if you want to close your blood-brain barrier, there's a lot of things you can do about that. And that is to take more of the anti-inflammatory oils, the omega-3s.
Okay.
That stops leaking gut membranes and brain memory.
Okay, so leaking gut is another cause of inflammation, isn't that so?
It's a huge cause of inflammation, Zuleika. I'm just wondering if a leaky brain membrane also causes inflammation.
Yes.
It will also make it leaky, of course. But, I mean, it goes into a loop because especially the people with the extreme gluten sensitivity, the one we call celiac disease.
Okay.
Their guts are very, very inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
So should they get a leaky membrane as well, they're in further trouble because not only do they have a gluten problem where they've eaten up the enzyme that's going to make their GABA, but what's leaking out of their gut is causing more inflammation, and the body's going to go around and cause more autoimmune attack against itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so another thing that causes a leaky gut are, of course, our favorite friends.
And the parasites. Yes.
And again, tapeworms cause gut inflammation, and there's a little parasite called Giardia that chews holes through that membrane.
Yeah.
So we've got lots of enemies there, and there's nothing wrong with taking a good dewormer once a month or a good parasite remedy to make sure that no one else is living in that gut.
And olive leaf tablets.
Yeah, olive leaf tablets, yeah. Chew olive leaves, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't digest your food and you do have a food intolerance, you are leaving lots of undigested food lying around in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what is eating that?
Mm-hmm.
The parasites.
Yes.
And guess what they do when they're eating?
Mm.
They do it inside you.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not a good picture down there if you're eating what you shouldn't be eating.
Mm-hmm. So your probiotics will help that there also?
The probiotics do help. Because the probiotics are a major part of the content of your intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, it's a large part of our immune system. But when we talk about stimulating the immune system, remember that you are stimulating the autoimmune system as well.
Yes.
You're actually teaching yourself to attack yourself.
Yeah.
So you're strengthening your immune system on the one hand. You're going to flare up your autoimmune attacks on yourself.
Okay. So the
thing is full of ironies today.
Yes.
But you don't want to weaken your immune system either, do you?
Okay. So we will just have to end there, but very quickly, you did mention that physical injury and strokes can also cause this inflammation.
Yes, and cell death, neuron death.
Yes.
The excess glutamate, you know, once a neuron dies, it spills out the glutamate and it goes into the next cell, and that's how you get the neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
So brain inflammation has got many causes, but the worst one is once a nerve cell dies, it spills out the glutamine, it connects to the salt, and you get an explosion of glutamate, and it overexcites. And that's basically what neuropathy is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why diabetics, especially type 1, have got to be very, very careful with their diets.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've got this GABA deficiency and you're still eating wheat,
yes,
you are a sitting duck for neuropathy.
Okay.
And it's worth checking to see if you've got this.
So what are the black
for GABA?
Okay.
And I haven't checked yet, but it should be on the test panel.
Okay.
But if you're a type 1 diabetic,
yes,
and you're not a blood type A secretor, and you're eating wheat,
yes,
you really shouldn't be.
Okay.
That's all I can warn you. For the rest, you can check on the blood type tables. They're free on my website.
Yeah.
Have a look and see if there are problem foods. But anything you're not digesting properly, you're going to attract parasites, and you're going to end up with complications.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it simple. And, of course, we haven't even spoken about junk food this week.
Yes,
I'm going to give you a break there. And just say even healthy food can cause a lot of inflammation in your body.
Yes. Sue, we'll have to say goodbye, and it's always very interesting chatting to you. And thank you so much for sharing the knowledge with us. And as I did mention, we are able to listen to this interview and other interviews on your website, which is www.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Naturefresh.
And you're welcome to go and look at www.naturefresh.co.za. The talk should be loaded very kindly by my son within about half an hour or so.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you've got any questions, please send me an email and I'll gladly try and answer them for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Suleika.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.